A research paper in tomorrow's edition of the journal Science highlights the uncertainty of scientific research. Astronomers report seeing an extremely bright, extremely powerful radio burst from far outside of our galaxy. They can't recall seeing anything like it before, and they have no idea what caused it. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
In 2001, astronomers pointed the Parkes radio telescope in Australia at the Small Magellanic Cloud. The cloud is really a galaxy about 200,000 light-years away. The astronomers were looking for pulsars, spinning neutron stars that pour out rhythmic bursts of energy. After the survey was over, Duncan Lorimer of West Virginia University got hold of the data from the telescope. Just for fun, he started analyzing the data a different way, screening out signals from relatively close-in objects like the pulsars in the Magellanic Cloud, focusing instead on objects much further away, as far as a billion light-years away. Lorimer asked an undergraduate, David Narkovic, to help him. This past winter, on one of their weekly meetings, Narkovic showed him a graph of data collected on August 24, 2001.
When he showed me this, he said, "Oh, it looks quite interesting." And I said, "Yeah, you bet. It's very interesting. We've never seen anything like this before."
The graph showed an extremely strong radio signal lasting approximately 0.005 of a second.
We got very excited when we saw that, because it is so bright and it just jumps off the page.
Lorimer scoured the data for any other bursts from this same spot, but there were none. He checked to see if any other telescopes spotted anything in this part of the sky at the same time as his radio pulse. Again, nothing. So he's stuck with one remarkable event. But he predicts that a search through previous radio telescope surveys will turn up more.
There should be a number of them also present in other archival surveys, and we're currently in the process of looking for those events.
So what's causing this?
Well, we don't yet know. We're hoping that, you know, when the results are announced, that it'll get people thinking about new types of phenomena.
And they've started to do just that. Brad Schaefer is an astronomer at Louisiana State University.
This could be just a version of something we've already thought of, or it could be something completely new that no one has any idea of what it could be yet.
Schaefer says this is the kind of thing astronomers live for.
It could be due to a black hole neutron star collision, or perhaps a neutron star neutron star collision, or perhaps even a black hole collision far off in a distant galaxy, a billion light years away.
So you are a person who finds this sufficiently intriguing to look through some of your own data.
Yeah. Oh, heavens, this is a wonderful event.
But as wonderful as it is, it's an event, singular.
With any observation where there's only one event, caution, is in order.
Donald Lamb is director of the Center for Astrophysical Thermonuclear Flashes at the University of Chicago. Lamb says with only one event, you always wonder if it's really there, that it's not just some hiccup in the equipment. If it is real, Lamb says it's a puzzler.
I think it's so crazy an event that it's going to take some time and some head scratching to come up with an explanation of it.
Do you have a favorite speculation about what this might be?
I wished I did. If I would be, I might not be talking to you on the phone. I might be busily writing a paper.
The person who does write that paper could be in line for a Nobel Prize. Or maybe not. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.